Welcome to episode 35 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today, I will be talking with Alistair, an amazing coach from my team, all about why the translation of the word fiesta can cause problems, how you should describe a fiesta in your pueblo, why a street party in the UK only happens once every 25 years, everything you might need to know about third-party insurance, and why a party during the COVID pandemic lockdown can mean that you can lose your job as a leader of a political party. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi everyone! Today what we're going to talk about is something that came up in the last episode, which was very much related to the idea of the word fiesta. And this word can be a little bit tricky because you might be tempted to always translate it to the word party. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. And so for that reason, we thought that we would go into a little bit more detail and kind of give a very clear explanation as to when you can use the word party and when you can't. So as usual, Alistair is here with me. Hi, Alistair.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So yes, this particular problematic translation, right, which is the word fiesta and how many people are tempted just to translate that directly into party, right?
Yeah, it's very common. We're talking to our clients and often they'll say, oh, I've been to this weekend, I went to the parties in my village or my town. And I often say to them, that's not really, I recommend don't translate. You don't need to translate the word fiesta in this meaning of fiesta. And this is another problem, that in Spanish, fiesta has more than one meaning.
Absolutely.
And really only one of them, as we'll discuss, you can translate with the word party. So when it's the, what they call fiestas patronales, so this is a very different, it's a cultural concept, no? I think this is the thing. So that's in England right. Or UK, we don't have your village or your town or your city. So I'm from Liverpool. There is no party of Liverpool. There isn't a fiesta. It doesn't exist. So, but in Spain, you know, each locality, municipality, village, town, city, Madrid has its party, inverted commas. In fact, there's one next week, I think, Almudena, which is a patrona. So they, okay. So, because each place in Spain has a patron saint, male or female. So Madrid has a male and a female. There's San Isidro in May. And then the Almudena, which is the patrona, the female patron saint, in next week, I think, in November. And this concept doesn't exist in the United Kingdom. You know, London or Manchester or Liverpool doesn't have a saint or a patron saint. So therefore, there's no celebration of this. There's no party. Yeah. So I often say, don't say party because you're confused. Just call it a fiesta, because this is a word that I think most people in the UK or the world understand the concept of the Spanish fiesta. No? It's very famous.
Absolutely, yes. So if you're talking about, let's say, the fiesta in your village, as you were talking about, you should probably just keep it as the word fiesta, because fiesta is quite well known in the English language. That word everybody does know. So if you're talking about that, your particular local
festivities,
yes,
a possible translation,
yes,
but it's still
that's
not exactly
that's
what
right.
it is. No?
That's another possibility. It's true. But yeah, you can just keep with that word fiesta and don't necessarily need to translate it, right?
The very famous like Pamplona with the running of the bulls and like the
many,
Sevilla, Fias in Valencia, a lot of
absolutely.
These. This tomatito, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's very famous
as well.
It's
on the news every year in the BBC, like people throwing tomatoes at each other.
Well, that's right.
In Valencia, somewhere in a village. You know? So this concept of the Spanish fiesta in that sense are very widely known, been written about in books by Hemingway, and people see them in people. Lots of foreigners come to Spain to visit these fiestas.
That's true.
Especially Pamplona is, you know, from all over the world. So you don't really need to translate the word fiesta, people will understand. It's like siesta, really, as well.
That's true.
You know, we do have the word nap, but if you say, oh, I'm just going to have a little siesta, speaking English, everyone understands exactly what you mean. You don't need necessarily to translate it. So There are just some Spanish words that are international that are very well known.
That's right. And so, for example, if we take yesterday, which was actually a fiesta as well, or like a fiesta nacional, right? Mm-hmm. How would we translate that? Because that's also slightly different, right? We in that situation, we couldn't just use fiesta, right?
Yeah. Well, in Spanish, you could. This is the point. No, you could say yesterday was a fiesta, so people didn't have to go to work. But there wasn't a fiesta. So you'd say, what? So people said, oh, yesterday was a party. Translating fiesta. In Spain, we had a party. It was party for what? What, dancing, drinking, singing in the streets, everyone at the same time? Yeah. Oh, no, it's Todos los Santos, you know, All Saints Day, which is very serious in Spain. It's visiting the cemetery to put flowers or pay your respects to your loved ones who have died, no? So there's no party there. There's no music, drinking, and dancing. Although Halloween, which has become a big thing in recent years in Spain, sort of, you know, imported from United States mainly. So now kids and young people celebrate Halloween on the night of the 31st, you know, trick or treat. Now that's a party.
That is a party.
You say, oh, I went to a Halloween party.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't describe yesterday, Todos los Santos, 1st of November as a party. Because there wasn't a party. Where was the party?
Exactly.
There wasn't one. So what would you call that in English? A day when nobody has to go to work, basically.
Yes, essentially, yeah. I would pretty much avoid, I don't know, I would probably avoid clearly the word party. And even if I wouldn't use the word fiesta there either. It would be really a public holiday, right? It's really where everybody doesn't work and, you know, there's...
Lots of things are closed, although these days not much. In the past, all the shops everything would be closed. These days, they tend to stay open, but in general, most people don't have to go to work. No, so it's a national holiday or a public holiday. Or in Britain, we have a very particular, they don't use in the United States. We have a very quite strange way of referring to this, don't we? What would you call?
We would say like a bank holiday, wouldn't we? Say a bank holiday. And for some reason, that's always connected with a Monday. And there's an explanation for that as well, because they are normally on Mondays. Yeah. Very unusual if the bank holiday is not on the Monday. But so we would say a bank holiday, right? So, and we probably sometimes add Monday on there. So we'd say
bank
holiday Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. Which means you have a long weekend. So we don't have I'm not sure if we spoke about this in a previous episode, the concept of the puente.
Yeah.
So the bridge, I think we did. No. So in Spain,
we have.
So yesterday was Tuesday and it was a public holiday. So people who were able to use their own holiday to take Monday, as many of my clients did.
Yeah.
They said, oh, Ali, I'm not going to have class on Monday. I'm taking the bridge.
That's right.
Say, no, it's not a bridge. In English, a bridge is just crossing a river, for example. So we'd say, I'm taking a day to make a long weekend.
Yeah.
Would be the expression. But in England, if that, the 1st of November is not a holiday, not a public holiday, and not a party in the United Kingdom. It was a working day. But if it had been a holiday, almost certainly it would have been moved to Monday 31st or even possibly the following Monday. Next week,
potentially,
on the 7th of November. So it's very rare, apart from, I think, 25th of December, Christmas Day. 26th of December is also a holiday called Boxing Day, which we said we'll explain nearer to Christmas, perhaps. Special Christmas episode.
Yes.
And New Year's Day is obviously the 1st of January. But apart from those three dates, which could be any day of the week, all the other holidays, I'm pretty sure, are all Mondays. Maybe one Friday at Easter, but it's a Friday. So it's also connected to the weekend. So you don't usually get a holiday on a Wednesday. Like yesterday in Spain was a Tuesday, and 2 weeks ago, the Día de la Hispanidad or El Pilar, we had a holiday on a Wednesday.
That's right,
in the middle of the week, and
that's right.
Almost impossible in UK.
Yeah. So it is slightly different, and we don't have anything related to the whole idea of a bridge or a puente, right? And we just have these what are called long weekends, okay? So that's the expression that you probably have to use if you're using that in English. Yeah, just a long weekend. I've got a long weekend coming up, and I'm going to go somewhere or whatever it might be. So yeah, just so that that's clear for everyone too. Yeah, so there you go. Bank holiday Monday or a public holiday. That's how you would talk about those kind of fiesta.
And another point, which is that they're always national. So in UK, as far as I know, there are no local or regional holidays. So everyone's on holiday or nobody.
Yeah.
So it's always a national public holiday. That's whereas right. In Spain, obviously, it's more complicated. You have municipal, regional, and then national. So you've got absolutely. Three types of holiday. So, you know, maybe Madrid, one day Madrid is on holiday, or Barcelona or Valencia, and the rest of the country is working as a normal day. Now, that doesn't happen in UK.
No.
That's another quite big difference with public holidays.
It is true. That is true. Definitely. Yeah. We never have a situation where somebody in Manchester is on holiday and everybody can choose their own personal holidays,
but we're talking,
that's no problem, obviously, but in a sort of like the whole city of Manchester is on holiday, whereas everybody in London is working. That doesn't really happen in the UK at all. No. So,
Because Manchester, just to take an example, as a municipality, as a city, doesn't have a patron saint, patron. So as there is no saint, because basically in the end, the holidays in Spain are many, well, the ones connected with places, the fiestas, what do they call them, patronales. Mm. So each place has a patron saint. As we said before, Madrid has San Isidro, for example. Mm. Yeah. It's the saint of Madrid on the 15th of May. So Madrid is on holiday because of that. But the rest of Spain is a normal, well, it depends. Most of Spain is a normal working day.
Yeah.
Now, as Manchester or Liverpool don't have a patron saint, there is no reason to celebrate and there is no holiday. Hmm. So that's basically why all holidays are public, because they're secular holidays.
Yes.
And when they're religious, it's like Christmas Day. So Christmas Day is a holiday for everybody, the whole like it is in Spain.
Yeah.
So this is why you don't get this concept of local regional holidays based on, usually in Spain, is they're religious holidays or based on a religious reason.
Yeah.
And then people are, you know, enjoying and celebrating and bullfighting and et cetera, et cetera. So,
Very good. Yeah. We did also want to talk about the whole idea of a street party, right? Because that is kind of interesting in itself as well, because it doesn't happen very often. It's probably the closest thing to like a fiesta in your village or whatever it might be, right? And it's kind of, it's something that's very, it happens very rarely, right? And often is connected to potentially like the Queen's Jubilee or something like that, or even like the end of the war or whatever it might be, right? And so it's something that is very, very special. And that, in that particular case, you would refer to the word party, right?
Yeah. So, you know, recently there was the Queen's, I think before she died, that she had her 70th, I think it was 70th Jubilee, 70 years on the throne. No? So there was there were street parties all over UK. So people organized literally in the street, putting out tables, food, people playing music. And this was the nearest thing to the concept of the Spanish fiesta
in
the sense of the village fiesta. No? But it was the whole of the UK, so it wasn't just one city or one region. And when was the one before that? I think the Queen's 50th Jubilee.
That's right.
So 20, whatever it is, the difference, I can't add 20 years before.
Sure.
So these things happen in UK very rarely.
Yeah.
That you have these big public celebrations, street parties, as they call them.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of quite typical to see a photo of kind of people setting up tables in literally in the street as well.
In the middle of the road. They close the road.
They close the road, traffic. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which is what happens in villages where I live.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a village, they close off the main streets. They put a big stage in the main square with bands playing all night and et cetera. And they have like a sort of fairground we had an episode about this, a sort of fairground, or what's the other word you could use? So they put all these things for kids, like bouncy castles and bumper cars.
Oh, yes, of course.
And, in the part of the village.
Yes,
and this is the typical Spanish fiesta now that we think of as... And it's just where I live in the village. So the next village that's just a kilometer away is a normal day. They're at school and they're working. And where I live, there's no school. People are on holiday if you work in the village. This is another concept that happens that you don't get in England. So if you live in a particular village, maybe you don't work there. You work outside the village in a city. So obviously for you, your village is, there's a holiday in the village and maybe the shops are all closed, the school's closed. So your kids maybe are on holiday. There's no school because they go to school in the town. Hmm. But you have to work because you work in Madrid, for example.
Absolutely.
So
and
you also get
very problematic.
Very problematic. So it can be either the parents on a holiday, but the kids are at school, or vice versa. can happen. Whereas in UK, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Well, true. The parents can be working and the kids are not at school because, you know, summer holidays.
Yeah, of course.
All but not the other way around.
Good. Yeah. So there you go. Another idea or concept that is quite rare. Let's be honest. It doesn't happen very often, but it is something that does happen in the UK, a street party, right? And then we kind of want to go to the moments where we actually do use the word party. Now, the whole idea of the word party in itself is very much connected to the idea of a private party, right? Somebody's invited you to their house or to their garden
garden party.
Yeah, a garden party, that's right. Mm. So we're talking here about fiesta de cumpleaños or just a general fiesta, right? And that is the moment where you can take out that translation that you have in your mind and say that is a party. So as we say, a Christmas party, a birthday party, a
family
party. Yeah. That's where it really does work. And it's kind of, to be honest, the only real moment that it works, right? Other than that very, very rare situation where we talked about, which is the street party. But that is where you should use it. That is a real party, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you can use the word party. So your birthday party, etc. So it's a private celebration that you as yourself, you know, say, next Saturday, I'm having a party in my house. Would you like to come? Why? Yeah. Oh, it's my birthday. Oh, okay, we're celebrating my birthday. Or for no reason at all, I just want to have a party and invite my friends.
Yeah.
So it's a private social event to celebrate a special occasion or not, as the case may be.
Yeah.
But it's not like the fiesta in the sense of the village, the whole town at the same time is all celebrating together. That would be what we said, like a street party.
But
in UK, that happens very infrequently, as we explained. Yeah,
exactly.
So that's the only time really when we say party. Literally. So if our clients say, I went to the parties in my village, it's I understand it because I live here. I know exactly what they mean. But to an English native speaker who doesn't, you know, live in Spain or have any, they'd say, well, why was it your birthday or what were you celebrating?
Exactly.
See it as you were organizing a private party for your friends or family, not your village, the place was having a party for everyone at the same time.
And that's where the confusion can come in, absolutely. Yeah. And in many ways, it's these small details, especially when you're speaking to native speakers that don't have this extra knowledge that obviously we do have, because we've been living in Spain for such a long time, we know exactly what our clients are talking about, right? Mm. But sometimes it's these small details that when you're speaking to native speakers that they just won't quite get. They will misunderstand and they'll kind of assume that you went to somebody's party, you were invited to that party, or it was your party, but it was not necessarily, they would think, well, you know, it certainly, they wouldn't get the idea that it was like a party for the whole village.
Yeah.
You know, well, that they wouldn't understand.
But they would understand, or at least most people, if you said fiesta in Spanish.
That's right. Absolutely.
They go, fiestas, ole, ole, bulls, or, you know, it's got a certain stereotypical image out of Spain based on, well, people have seen films, read books, or UK people, obviously millions of people come to Spain for the holidays.
Yeah.
So many, you know, English people or British people have been in Spain and been to fiestas.
That's right.
Know all about them. No, so it's not. So that's why I say don't translate that word. Just say fiesta. It's much less confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Good. And when it kind of, we were thinking about this word and kind of how, in what different types of context it's used, we came up with two other particular situations, right, Alistair? And the first one is, of course, a political party. Yeah, a political party, which is kind of interesting in the fact that it's obviously in Spanish is partido político, no?
Yeah. So you have, you know, different political, UK Labour Party, Conservative Party, etc.
That's right.
Nothing to do with parties, unless you're Boris Johnson, of course, and then maybe the two uses of the word party, that he was forced to resign mainly, or not only, exclusively, because of the controversial parties at number 10, Downing
That's
Street.
Right.
During
Absolutely.
The lockdown. No?
Yeah.
So there's the two meanings of party. You know, he had to resign as leader of the Conservative Party because of all those illegal or controversial parties at number 10 when they weren't supposed to be having parties.
Yeah.
Because we were in lockdown situation.
Yeah, and you can think about those, because those parties were quite famous. They came up in quite a lot of the newspapers. They were talking about them a lot, okay? But the reason that you could use the word party in that case was because that it was almost like a private party, right? It wasn't out in the street. They were having their own. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Not very so, well. They didn't so, do a good yeah. job at keeping it secret, but
Yeah.
Well, it was true. A house party, wasn't it? Okay, in this case, it's number 10 Downing Street, which is the residence of the Prime Minister, like the Moncloa in Madrid, in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was effectively a house. But yeah, a few invited guests in somebody's house or in the garden of the house, I think it was, a garden party.
Yeah.
So that's what we think of as a party. In this case, obviously a very controversial one, because we weren't supposed to be having parties at that point in time.
So. Absolutely, yeah. So, it's a good idea, a good way of thinking about exactly when you can use that word party, because it was not for everyone. You had to be invited, and yeah, it was in this case, as you say, quite controversial. But yeah, and then there was another word that we came up with, or kind of like a particular. Yeah, context. Of, meaning was third party. Now, this is kind of quite formal, right? And can be quite important for business people in the fact that it could be, interesting to know this particular translation, right? So third party, what do we mean by that, Alistair? It can be used in different contexts, can't it, third party?
Yeah, it can be used in insurance. You talk about third party insurance on your car, which is cheaper than what's the other? Fully comprehensive, I think is
that's
the,
fully comprehensive.
So two types of insurance or basic. So the most basic is third party, which means if you are involved in an accident and you cause damage to somebody else's car and your own car probably, the insurance will pay the damage to the third party, to the other person involved, but not you. So you lose, you don't get your damages paid, which is why it's cheaper. So the third party is like the other person involved in something, no? To the to an incident or an event. So yeah, I suppose in business, third party is not your company, but another company, like in a contract, it's got a legal sense.
Absolutely.
As well, no?
Yes, absolutely. So if there are any third party or there may, maybe you may require a third party involvement or something like that, right?
Area but, company involved in something.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of important to know, because if you are in a situation where another organization is involved in something, that's what you would you would refer to them as, right? Yeah, being a third party, right?
It's funny to say terceros, no, especially with insurance.
Yes, you say terceros, yes.
So you're using the word third, no? Maybe not party, but definitely the concept of the third party, no?
Absolutely.
You also have, parties to a contract. So each person or company or organization that signs a contract is a party to that contract. So, and one party could sue meaning demandar, if there's a dispute about that contract, one party might take the other party to court and sue them for breach of contract, which is breaking the contract.
So,
it's a legal terminology as well, the different parties involved in some kind of legal dispute or a contract, contractual parties.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. That's another particular situation where we would use it. And, you might come across that. And it's kind of important to know when you hear somebody using that particular expression, right? Third party, that you kind of know exactly what they mean, right? So, I think that's basically it. I don't know whether we'd have any other particular meanings, but
there is another one. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It just occurred to me that party in English can be a verb.
Party. Right. Okay. Yes.
No, in Spanish, fiesta. Well, you have the word festejar, I suppose.
Okay.
Verb
yeah.
That comes from fiesta. But in English, party is a verb and a noun. Now, we usually use it as a noun. No, I'm going to a party or I'm having a birthday party. But you can say to party.
That's true.
So what did you do this weekend? Oh, I was partying all weekend or partying all night.
Yeah.
So enjoying yourself, having a good time, not necessarily in a party. In fact, now I think about it. So if you're eating, drinking, enjoying yourself, could be in a party or could just be going out with your friends all night, drinking, going from bar to bar, for example. Yeah. You'd say, I had a fantastic time. I was partying all weekend or partying all night.
On a bar crawl, maybe.
Yeah, bar crawl, pub crawl, no, from yeah. pub to pub or bar
that's
to bar.
That's right. Yeah.
You're partying, no? So
yeah.
And that, not necessarily celebrating anything in particular. It could be for somebody's birthday or whatever, but just because you decide to do it.
Yeah.
Socializing with friends. So yeah, you can actually use party as a verb, no, to party.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And that kind of reminds me of another one, which is a party animal.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, of course. Are you a party animal, Daniel?
I don't think I would classify. I don't think I classify myself as a party. I quite like parties. I quite like going to parties. Quite like socializing. But I don't think I'd necessarily classify myself as a party animal. But no. Yeah.
I've never been a party animal. I don't really like parties. I've never been a great fan of parties, full stop, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, occasionally, now and again, is okay.
Yeah,
but, and as I've got older, less and less. I'm less of a party animal I was when I was young or a student, I suppose.
I guess that's like, the same for all of us, to be
honest. Like most people,
know?
Yes. You also have more stamina, no? You're able to party
absolutely.
All night or all weekend nonstop, whereas you get to a certain age, a bit more difficult, no? You haven't quite got the...
In English, we have that expression, which is like to pull an all-nighter, isn't it? Something like that.
Oh, yes, an all-nighter. Yeah. Yes,
an all-nighter, which is obviously like something that many... I think many Spanish often do, right? I mean, like here in Madrid, it's very, very common for people to go out until 6 o'clock in the morning, whereas...
Or you can say party
slightly...
city. No, you say Madrid is a real party city.
Yeah.
So anywhere that has a good reputation of having a very good atmosphere for going out and lots of bars and... people in the street staying out very late, like often in Spain or in Spanish cities compared to UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
You sort of say, yeah, it's a great party city or party neighborhood or whatever. No, so you can use party in that sense, like as it was an adjective, no? A party city or party animal describing a type of person who loves partying.
Yeah.
Is always very sociable, going out, staying out late, etc. Loves parties in general. So yeah, you can use an adjective, noun and a verb.
Yeah, very flexible. Very
flexible. Very flexible word.
That's
true. And then obviously the other meanings we spoke of, to join a political party or be a member of a political party. So completely different meaning in that sense.
Okay, so what we'll do is now is just a quick summary for everyone so that we kind of get it very, very clear when and when you can't use the word party. Right at the beginning of the episode, we were talking about the whole idea that party can't be used in some particular situations. And at the beginning, we were talking about the whole idea of a fiesta in el pueblo, and basically people should just keep to the word fiesta, right, Alistair?
Yeah, I think that's the best. Don't try to translate it because you probably confuse people. And as we said, most people or everyone, I think, knows the word fiesta. So you don't translate it to, don't use party. You could say festivity. There were some local festivities in my village.
That works.
As an alternative.
To a certain degree,
To a certain degree. But I think fiesta is the best word to use.
And it's easier to remember, obviously, as well. Like local festivities will be tricky probably for many people to remember. But so fiesta is good. And then if you're talking about like more like a day like yesterday, which like a día festivo, right? Then you in English would use a public holiday. And most of those public holidays in the UK are on a Monday, right? But that doesn't matter. If you want to say that nobody's working in your particular area, then you could say in my city it's a public holiday or whatever, in my region
or bank holiday, although that is very British. So
in
the United States, for example, they don't have that concept of bank holiday. So you can use it with a British person, and it's very, in fact, very good to use it because it's very, you know, it's like, oh, you know, the bank holiday. But yeah, it's not universal, the concept of bank holiday. So be a little careful with that expression. Public holiday is understood everywhere.
So there's a little difference between the UK and the United States. And if you want to just be safe, then just use public holiday and everybody will understand you, no problem at all. And then we kind of went on to talk about where you can actually use the word party. And the first one is obviously a street party, which doesn't happen very often at all. It can happen from sort of maybe once or twice a generation, right? And so there is where it's very, something that is very specific to the UK, can be connected in many situations to the whole idea of a jubilee. Of connected to the royal family. And there, in that particular situation, you would say and use the word party. It's a street party, right? Other than that, we kind of went on to talk about where you would really use it in much more frequent situations, which are, for example, when you're talking about the fiesta de cumpleaños or just a fiesta in general that you might have in a garden or in a bar. And that's where you can say a party, okay? So yeah. I had a party in my house. I want to invite you to a my party.
It's a private event, basically.
Exactly. And then further on from that, we also talked about the whole idea of political party and the parties that got Boris Johnson into hot water, which obviously another English expression to get into trouble. That's right. So there you've got two big trouble. That's right. Big trouble. It cost him his job, maybe. Well, to a certain degree, right? And then we finished with the whole idea of third party, which is kind of quite important if you're dealing with legal situations, okay? Because often that's a type of terminology that we use when we get into contractual situations, right, Alistair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or insurance to refer to third-party insurance. So absolutely. Yeah, it's sort of legal terminologies, which is useful in business or dealing with your insurance. You say,
I'd like to
take out some third-party insurance on my car.
Yeah. Yeah, and that might be confusing. For example, if you're trying to set up insurance for your car in the UK, that's the type of terminology that they will use, third-party insurance. So, very, very important to know that as well.
The full expression is third-party fire and theft.
It is, yes, that's right.
So it covers you for, damage to a third party, so somebody else, but doesn't cover your damages if it's your fault, the accident. Yeah. And then fire, obviously, if your car catches fire, and theft, so if it's stolen.
That's right.
But apart from that, if you have an accident, it's your fault, then sorry, the insurance is not going to give you any money to repair your car.
That's right.
And that's why it's called third party insurance.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Great. So there you go. We've covered, I think, all areas related to party and parties. And hopefully there'll be no further confusion. And it'll be very, very clear for you when you come or even think about using that particular word. So thanks, Alistair. Really amazing to speak to you as usual.
Yeah, thanks as always. A pleasure.
Absolutely. Great. So I guess I'll see you next week. All right?
Okay. Bye. Ciao.
All right. Cheers. See you then. Bye-bye. See you.